You're listening to SBS News.
It may be a blue sky day at Sydney's iconic Bondi Beach, but it seems something else isn't so clear, and that's the signage.
No, it's quite hard.
I wouldn't have realised always swim between the flags if it hadn't said it in writing.
A record 141 drowning deaths occurred on the Australian coast in 2021 to 22, prompting some to question how well the safety signs are working. A new study surveyed 160 people at Bondi Beach, asking about their interpretation of messaging. It found about half of people born overseas and 40% of Australian-born people don't, or very rarely, bother reading the signs at all. It also revealed about 30% of Australians and overseas-born beachgoers thought the swim between the flags message meant only those who are properly swimming, such as doing laps, could be there. While half of all beachgoers interpreted the no flags, no swim sign to mean that you can go in, just not to swim, but playing and wading would be okay. The research was carried out by Dr. Masaki Shibata from the University of Adelaide.
The tourists thought that swim between flags means you literally have to swim. And if you can't swim, you have to be outside. That's a horrible interpretation, isn't it?
One of Dr. Shibata's findings is that authorities should reconsider colour codings, including the red and yellow flags, because in some countries red actually means danger. This tourist certainly wasn't sure.
I would kind of look for flags, as in if it's dangerous. I don't know the colour here, but red would be don't go in the water, it's too dangerous. Do you have that?
No.
Dr. Shibata suggests that picture images could more accurately explain dangers that foreigners might not understand, such as the stinging jellyfish known here as blue bottles.
But only 50% of overseas-born beachgoers knows what blue bottle is. But in fact, if you think really deeply, if someone tells you, you know, be careful with blue bottle, you might think that, oh, is that the piece of glass or something? Right? It can be a blue-coloured bottle. So this is another thing that, you know, that what we were using in a Bondi Beach, in fact, actually, even if overseas-born beachgoers read the signage, they still may not understand what it means.
Dr. Shibata says on top of these results, other terms commonly used in beach signage, such as shore dump and high surf, are understood by less than 30% of overseas-born beachgoers. Shane Dorr from Surf Life Saving Australia, which doesn't put up the signs, says one of the issues is that people simply ignore the warnings.
I think we need to be a little bit careful about which way we go with this. I think there needs to be better introduction and awareness that when people are coming into Australia, what they may be exposed to.
Mr. Dorr says one surprising statistic is that of the people who drown, whose birthplace is known, only 12% are tourists, international students or backpackers who are normally resident overseas. That means it's overseas-born Australian residents who are most at risk from drowning on the coast. Waverley Council, which is in charge of beach signs at Bondi, said it was unable to provide a response today. Alan Lee, SBS News.